US we go. Bobby, good morning.
Thank you, Michael. Good morning, Carmen. Good Friday morning, everyone. The U.S. Supreme Court has issued its long-awaited rulings on President Trump's long fight to keep his tax returns and other financial records out of view. In one ruling, the justices cleared the way for prosecutors in New York City to see the private records they subpoenaed, a stunning defeat for the president. Yet the decision probably means the records will be shielded from public scrutiny under grand jury secrecy rules until after the election, perhaps indefinitely. In a separate decision, the justices also blocked three congressional committees from getting many of the same records, at least for now, sending that controversial case back down to a lower court for further review. Pete Williams covers the Supreme Court for NBC.
The Supreme Court is saying in both cases, the president cannot say, I'm absolutely immune, I can't be bothered by these subpoenas.
The vote in both cases, 7-2. Trump's two Supreme Court picks, Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, voted against him. From Democrat Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House.
It's not good news for the President of the United States. The Chief Justice specifically speaks to the fact that the President is not above the law.
Trump himself used Twitter to rage over the high court rulings. He called them not fair to this presidency and a political witch hunt. Trump also writes, courts in the past have given broad deference, but not me. And now I have to keep fighting in a politically corrupt New York. Back now to the coronavirus and the heated debate here over whether to reopen schools when their new terms begin as early as next month. Trump is demanding all schools fully reopen on schedule. He's angry at the back-to-school guidelines issued by the government's Centers for Disease Control, considering them too tough, too expensive. So he's ordered them rewritten to make it easier to get kids back to classes. In Tampa, Florida, at a school board hearing, this student declared,
I don't think it's responsible to go back to school.
Parents there are worried, too, including a father who is an ER doctor.
I think it'd be really hard to make a decision. So if I can't make that decision as a physician treating COVID patients who's comfortable in that space, I'm not sure how other parents can.
Michael and Carmen, also this morning, the health director in Tulsa, Oklahoma, says Trump's rally there and the protest it sparked last month likely contributed to 500 new COVID-19 infections in that area.